AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. MetLife presses to $94.83 as life insurance peers fall, with volume only 1.1x. Met finished almost exactly at its 52-week high after a 19.1% 12-week advance. But the latest participation read is steady rather than decisive. Research brief. MetLife closed the week at $94.83, just below its $94.86 52-week high, adding 0.9%, while the U.S. Insurance Life Group fell 2.1% on average. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 9-week streak, positive market dynamics, and improving relative strength. Although volume at 1.1x the 13-week average and a 30.3% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, keep the setup balanced rather than cleanly confirmed. Key points. 1. Met gained 0.9% for the week, 10.3% over 4 weeks, and 19.1% over 12 weeks, closing at the 99.9% point of its 52-week range. 2. The stock is 19.6% above its $79.31 weekly trend line and 30.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $72.80. 3. Volume reached 19.5 million shares, above the 17.1 million 13-week average and 17.4 million 52-week average, but only by 1.1x. 4. U.S. Insurance Life breadth is supportive, with 78.9% active trend signals and 84.2% positive market dynamics, even as the group's average weekly return was negative. 5. Risk evidence includes 4 recent reversal markers, an extended price position near the high, and an undecided expectancy read at 53.98%. Weekly price action. MetLife ended the week of 24 July at $94.83, up 0.9%, leaving the close only 3 cents below the $94.86 52-week high. The move follows a strong run of 10.3% over 4 weeks, 19.1% over 12 weeks, and 27.0% over 26 weeks, placing the stock at the very top of its 1-year range. The ShareMaestro read is constructive, but not unqualified. Met is 19.6% above its weekly trend line of $79.31, with the trend signal active for 9 consecutive weeks. Yet the close is also 30.3% above fair value at $72.80. That premium reflects persistent demand, but it also raises the burden for fresh confirmation after a near-high finish. Sector and industry context. The relative move stood out because life insurers were soft in the latest week. The U.S. insurance life industry fell 2.1% on average, while Met rose 0.9%, ranking third of 19 names for the week and third on a 12-week basis. Prudential Financial was also positive at 0.7%, while several peers, including Jackson Financial and F&G Annuities and Life, slipped, despite positive 4-week returns. The broader U.S. financial services sector was flat on the week and remains broadly constructive over longer windows, with a 5.2% 4-week average return and an 8.3% 12-week average return. Sector breadth is supportive, with 58.0% active trend signals, 88.0% positive market dynamics, and 52.0% positive relative strength. Met ranks in the upper quartile of U.S. financial services on the ShareMaestro peer screen at the 77.7th percentile among 992 names. Momentum dynamics and volume. Momentum is positive across all measured horizons, and the stock has been higher in 17 of the past 26 weeks. Activity pressure is positive at 1.43, and relative strength has improved to 11.87, reinforcing the recent shift in sponsorship. The signal state is still measured, however. The trend backdrop is active, but there is no fresh buy reading from activity pressure. Volume improved to 19.5 million shares from 15.9 million a week earlier, and was above both the 13-week average of 17.1 million and the 52-week average of 17.4 million. Even so, the 1.1x volume ratio is only modest confirmation. A stronger participation burst would carry more weight if the stock attempts to build on its high-range close. Risk is not elevated by volatility alone. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.8%, below the 52-week base of 3.2%, and the average positive week of 2.8% is only slightly larger than the average negative week of 2.6%. The more immediate risk is positioning. MET is effectively at a 52-week high after a 19.1% quarter, and trades well above both trend and fair value. The next test is whether the stock can hold near the high while activity pressure remains positive and volume expands beyond the current 1.1x participation level. The $79.31 trend line remains the key weekly regime reference if momentum cools. A fade in market dynamics or renewed reversal markers near the high would make the current premium harder to defend. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.